Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 33, and today is Saturday, June the 30th, Saturday, June the 30th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time really explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to interview one of my clients, a good friend of mine by the name of Hervey. And we want to jump into and talk about some of the issues that he's faced in his life, some of the things that I've faced as well. Obviously, not from his perspective, but over an understanding of how the enemy hides in plain sight. And I wrote a book many years ago called Christian Satanist. And in that book, I broke down A lot of what I've learned, especially from dealing with people and helping people or assisting people with overcoming the dark side of this reality, whether we're going to be talking about voodoo or voodoo, which or hoodoo, which is some of the topics we'll be discussing today. But we also want to understand, brothers and sisters, not from the perspective of giving it light or giving it, quote unquote, glory, if you will, or showing or showcasing that what the enemy is or isn't doing. But what's very important, brothers and sisters, is that this is not something that's easy to discuss or easy to talk about. It's very dangerous. So today's show comes with a warning not to be afraid or to scare, because we know we got the biggest gun in the fight. We know that if God be for us, who can be against us? We know that we don't walk through the valley of shadow and death. We don't fear no evil, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So it's this ability to open and understand. But what I like doing is I like exposing the enemy's modus operandi. This ability to expose the enemy is profound, because what it does is that the enemy hides in plain sight. He wants us to not know how he operates and vibrates. It's extremely important, brothers, that when we talk about Haiti, that we over understand that it's a totally different culture. And without understanding the culture, there's no way for you to see the culture. And without understanding the dark side could show up at your house. It could be living in your house, and you would never know it. This is called discernment. Now, some of us have it, and some of us don't. It's a gift. And without over and understanding this giftedness, the people that have the gift don't understand why they have the gift. And without understanding why you have the gift of discernment, you are going to see things like I saw when I was a kid growing up, or feel things. Seeing is feeling, and feeling is seeing. And you're not gonna understand what those feelings are. And so it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that we over and understand how we are vibrating and how we are oscillating. That just simply means how you're seeing. Without understanding that, brothers and sisters, you are going to be lost. And the reason why I do what I do is because I want to assist people with the ability to see. That's called consciousness. And without consciousness, then you are flying blind. That simply means that you could be seeing something, but you're not aware of what you're seeing, and so you don't see it as a threat. And if you don't see it as a threat, then you are unable to address it as a threat. Now, it's good, at least I used to think back in the day, like it said in The Matrix, you know, ignorance is bliss. Now I understand that that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, is a lie. Because everything that we do comes from everything that is within. In other words, this is an inside-outside job. And I'm waiting for my brother to call in. But without understanding the inside, we were not going to understand the outside. It's the ability to understand, how do you tame, or how do you remove, or how do you omit the dominant thoughts or the random thoughts? Meaning, how do you remove bad behavior in demons and dispositions? You don't. You overcome darkness with light. You don't put energy into the dark. You put energy into the light. The ability to overcome the darkness is simply the ability for you to understand the light. Now, today's interview was, you know, when I spoke with the brother, it was very, very difficult. Not really difficult, but it was very, when I met the brother and we started talking, and when he joined the life management system, one of the issues and the concerns that we had was I had dated a lady back in the day, that was from Louisiana and practiced some of the dark arts, so to speak, especially like hoodoo, voodoo, root cutting, a lot of the other things. And what's really important, brothers and sisters, is that when we talk about these things, we're simply talking about how different cultures have different things that are normal. It's not anything that's outside of the normal. This is just life. This is just the way things are. And so without understanding that, especially from the West, we don't really understand what goes on in other cultures. So I want to bring my brother Hervey on the line and have him talk about, you know, growing up Haitian or growing up in Haiti, what it was like and what he saw, felt, and what he was exposed to. So with no further ado, let me bring my brother on the line. Brother Hervey, are you here, brother?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. So let me switch over my phone just 1 second so we can hear you really clearly. Okay, all right, now there we go. Okay, Brother Hervey, go ahead and share with the people, brother. Just give us your basic information, give us your name, where you from, and how did you and I meet?
Well, my name is Hervey Brioche. Hello, everyone. My name is Hervey Brioche, and I'm from Haiti. And, I mean, living in Haiti is a crazy life. That's all I gotta say. But at the same time, excuse me, it make you a person who you are right now. But at the same time, before my mom had me, I mean, she almost died before she had me. So you know what I mean. So at the same time, the witchcraft saved me and my mom. So we don't die. So it's kind of crazy, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm talking to you right now. You know what I mean? So the witchcraft saved me, and I'm still here talking. But at the same time, I got the dark side on me and the Most High on me. So I got like two, like it's like a yin and yang. I mean, it's kind of hard to understand it. You know what I mean? So like you say, like Mr. Roger Williams say, sometimes you could operate in the devil side, sometimes you could operate in the Most High side.
Right.
It depends how. Go ahead.
But Brother Hervey, when you say the witchcraft saved you, give us a little background, Brother Grunt. Like, how did the witchcraft save you, and what was it like? What did you see as a little boy growing up in Haiti?
Like, because, like, look at this. Say, if you have a newborn, right, and if you don't protect your newborn, that newborn could be die. They could take that newborn away from your hand, like from a month to 5 months, because, like, you have a bunch of predators trying to take your newborn. So what they have to do is they have to set up their house with electricity. So when the predators want to come to their house, they get electricity to keep them away from us, or to keep them away from the house. You know what I mean? It's like a warfare. You know what I mean? Since I'm born in a warfare, but I never know that. I never know I'm born in a warfare until I meet you, Mr. William. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot to it.
Right.
I mean, I come out in a warfare, and then I'm still surviving in a warfare.
Right.
Brother
Hervey, help the people understand the significance of, you know, the life management system, what I do, because most people don't understand what you and I understand. When you say warfare, you talk about electricity, you talk about electromagnetic spectrums. I talk about a lot of science and a lot of biology, but I also include a lot of Bible and spirituality. And so, for example, when in the Haitian culture, what is a normal, or what is the predominant religion that is practiced in Haiti when you was growing up?
I grew up in half voodoo, half religion, because like my sister mom, she was like a mambo. She was the biggest mambo in Haiti, and I never knew that when I was a kid. Everybody's scared of her until, I know, before I have this show, I've been thinking a lot. I wonder why everybody's scared of my aunt, because she was the biggest mambo. Because sometimes I used to be in her house, she had to hide me sometimes for the spirit don't take me. You know what I mean? If she doesn't hide me, I may lose my life. You know what I mean? So I was like maybe like 4 or 5 years old. I still remember this kind of strategy happen in my life. You know what I mean? Like she be having like, you know, crazy party. You know what I mean? And then I'm like a little boy running in the middle of them, like, don't fear nothing. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I got a choice to make. I could join them or join the Most High. But at the same time, I never make a decision. No? It's kind of crazy. I grew up in Seventh-day Adventist, but I never get baptized. I wonder why, though.
Now, for the listeners that don't know, Brother Hervey, when you say a mambo, could you explain, you know, to the listening audience, when you talk about these, you know, the female high priestess inside of voodoo or hoodoo or budan, like what exactly is a mambo?
A mambo is like she could call any type of spirit. Any type of spirit could come up on her, describe, be like, yo, I'm so-and-so, I'm so-and-so, I'm so-and-so. You could have like 15 type of this 15 spirit coming at you in one night. They're introducing them themselves. But at the same time, it's not safe for you, though. Because if you don't have the power on you, they could take your life. Because that happened to me. With one handshake, they almost take my soul. But at the same time, I got power on me. So with that handshake they're trying to take, he can take me. And then he tell me, you know what, though? You got people behind you. That's why I didn't take you. It's a real story. I mean, it's no joke.
Right.
Sometimes, but you have to understand, though, you're in charge. So when you do not know you're in charge, you're weak.
Right.
So when you know you're in charge, you could pull out your gun, shoot anybody. That's the way it is. So if you don't know the power, if you don't know what you are, if you don't know who you are, you're not going to stand between them. You know?
Right.
That's the way it is. It's like fighting in a gym world. You don't want to fight in the gym world. Because if you fight in the gym world, it's life or death. I fight in the gym world before. I win. I fight with the snake in the gym world. Look, I'm going to tell you guys one story. One day I come from work, I went to sleep because I leave the magic sign behind. Because you know what, though? Sometimes people try to kill you in a black magic sign. Sometimes you have to go in. You ain't got no choice. You have to go in. You have to go in to find out what's going on because it's your destiny. And then if you back down, they're going to take your life. So you got to go through. So I go through. Mad shit happened. And then I cannot help it. I have to go through it. You know what I mean? I almost lost my life a couple of times. I almost lost my life in a four-way sign street. Instead, the car crashed. You know what I mean? I almost make it to the four-way sign street, and then the car crashed. Why the car crashed? Because when you go to the four-way sign street, we don't have that much power to control it. So my spirit crashed the car. That's why I'm still here.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my brother. So now, Brother Hervey, you know, for a lot of my listening audience are, you know, traditional, you know, Christians who have a basic traditional background, and they don't understand true spiritual warfare from a perspective of how to battle in the spirit realm. Now, you talk about, you know, I've had some personal experience like yourself. A lot of my stuff, especially when I actually moved to Louisiana, none of my family even knew I was there, especially like my brother. This was in between my first marriage and my second marriage, and I was exposed to and got introduced. I have one client. I just came from St. Martinville, Louisiana, where the, you know, the hoodoo and the voodoo culture is, it's like, I can't even put it into words, brother. It was so thick, you know, and we're looking at starting a ministry down there to help the town or help the culture or help the people in there. And I talk about viceroys. I talk about ruling dispositions. And these terms I use for most traditionalists, they have no clue about true spiritual warfare. They go to church on Sundays. They pray on Sundays, and that's pretty much it. And then they try to engage in some type of a spiritual battle, and in layman's terms, they get their ass whooped. So when you got out of Haiti, and now you're living, and tell the people how you got out of Haiti, especially spiritually, how me and you, how you in your right mind, brother, how were you able to overcome the dark side of your culture? Now, that's some great, that's some positive side. So I'm not saying that, especially for, I know I'm going to get some emails and calls for people that are Haitian. I'm not saying that there is nothing positive from that culture or from, you know, in any culture. That's positive. But today's show, I'm all about replacing error with truth. I'm all about empowering people to actually overcome light, I mean, overcome the dark with light, because that's what I had to do. I didn't understand the mental or spiritual warfare when I was younger. Didn't really have a teacher, so I had to figure it out on my own. And I went through, it's by the grace and mercy of God that I'm here in my right mind, just like yourself, Brother Hervey. So when you talk about growing up in Haiti, like, how old were you when you left Haiti, and then how did you leave Haiti and come to the United States?
Well, before I left Haiti, I got visited by some two white folks. You know, I mean, that's kind of crazy, you know, the way I'm going to explain it. I got visited by two white folks, and then next minute, I know I was in America. But at the same time, 20 years ago, I got visited by almost the same people. Because, I mean, I got to put a good memory. What do I see in my past, and what do I see in my future? So maybe I'm here for a reason. I'm definitely here for a reason. And then I'm scorpion.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I got visited by two white folks, and the next minute I was in America. And then 20 years later, I got visited again. You know what I mean? So maybe I'm here for a reason. But at the same time, I see two demons with the white eyes. You know what I mean? I got visited them. I mean, they visit me twice. But at the same time, I showed them no fear, because they were trying to take my energy by visiting me twice. I showed them no fear. As a matter of fact, I get up and then I push the blind on their face, butt naked. You see, when you fear, that's when they take your power.
Come on, brother.
Even the red eyes. Black, you know what I mean? DMS have a song like that. The red eyes and the dark shadow looking at you. You know what I mean? He have a song like that. I got visited by those two people twice. And I showed those motherfuckers no fear. Excuse my language. I showed those guys no fear. But at the same time, I didn't know. So now I know.
Now I know more. Now I know why I show those guys no fear. That's crazy. If I show those guys fear, who know what happened right now? Who know? Who know? Remember, fear
right.
is your number one enemy in this world. And this is what people don't understand.
Wow.
It's a warfare. We're living in a warfare. Every day we wake up, we're living in a warfare.
Wow, brother. So, man, that's profound, man. Because as a kid growing up, I didn't understand. I had no way of explaining in English. I remember as a kid, I was afraid to get out of bed. I remember I used to see I had Sarah Willis on the show last Saturday. She talked about the top hat man. I did not know, and I used to have dreams of a minotaur. And I was a little kid. I remember my first grade teacher, Miss Tinsley, I used to urinate and defecate on myself because I sensed and I felt I was afraid my entire life. And my brothers and sisters, people, they didn't really understand me. I was a bad kid because of what I saw and what I felt. And I couldn't put it in the English language. I couldn't share with nobody. So I tried to be a funny guy. I tried to do comedy and stay as far away from the spiritual stuff. And as I grew, I was able to do things or see things that other people couldn't do verbally. And I was misusing my gift. What you are describing, brother, is what we see normally and what I try to explain to my listeners and my clients, which is modern-day demonology. It's not like the crap they show in the movies. The devil walks around in plain sight. He might might be sleeping with him. You might be living
exactly,
with
yeah.
him.
You're right.
And people don't – so can you help my listening audience, brother? You grew up in this culture, especially the aspect of the Mambo and especially some of the stuff that I saw, especially when I was – you know, I had a understanding, but like you, I had a sense of anger that came from being afraid. And I made a mental decision, you know, that I wasn't going to do fear anymore because it wasn't working. And thankfully I did that. And now unknowingly, obviously I know now, you know, the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit and how, you know, spirituality plays into it. But the devil comes at you when you're young and you're a child and you really don't understand what's going on. And so some of the aspects of what you experienced as a child growing up that helped give you the disposition, especially to not be afraid, because fear feeds these, you know, entities, for lack of a better term, or energies, and they are able to take your energy whenever you operate in fear. That's why they all, you know, that's why it's so important. I always tell my listening audience and all of my clients, the number one thing that you cannot do is fear. So, brother, growing up, you know, some of the one-on-ones we talked about in the past, you know, when we talk about the dark side or dark magic, so to speak, and we talk about it in your family. So, example, when you was a young child, when you was a kid growing up, how was your mother and father? What were their belief systems, and what did they practice?
I mean, I grew up with my mom, and then my dad was, like, in the government. You know, my dad was, like, maybe, like you say, like a CIA in Haiti. So he was, like, one of those dudes. And then he fled to America. And then from there, and then he sent for me. You know? So that was it. But at the same time, by having my aunt, you know, by look at it. It's like, it's jealousy because my dad is a player. He have, like, say, 21 kids by a lot of different women. And so one of those women doesn't like this woman. So I put her, you know what I mean? It's like some type of Haitian powder. You know what I mean? They blow up in your face. Or you turn to a zombie. So some type of shit like that. So my dad had to bring my mom to a I was thinking to my aunt, because she was the biggest mambo in the country, and no one could mess with her. I'm probably thinking it was her, so save my mom's life. But at the same time, they put some type of power on me. So if anybody trying to test me, they would get defeated. But at the same time, I have a lot of tests, though. You know what I mean? And then I defeat a lot of tests for me to be here talking to you. You know what I mean? My last test, I almost not make it. Almost not make it, because only thing I have is listen to my conscience. That's the only thing. Save me.
Right. And the reason why that story is so important, brothers and sisters, is that, you know, if you notice, you know, Brother Hervey has what we call a calling on his life, a anointing that's mentioned inside of the church. When I did Brother Hervey's report, his life path number is like mine. It's a 33-6, which is why we are connected. This rapper XXX that just passed away, 20 years old, there's a lot of gematria and numerology that is used on the dark side. And the church is afraid of zodiac signs, numerology, you know, astrophysics, astrotheology, biology. And so the dark side takes what God meant for good. The Bible says in the book of Genesis that the stars and sun, all stuff was given for signs and for seasons. So we should use it for those things. But
you have to understand that the Most High use you in the worst place sometimes.
Right.
He used you in the worst place. And then for you to overcome that. That's why he does. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because, you know, he's going to take the devil people to bring to his side.
Absolutely.
So sometimes the Most High to put me in a place where you want me to be. Sometimes they put me in the worst place, in a good place. It is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm about to be 44 and then I'm looking 21. So I got a lot of work to do.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, brother. And that's important, because it is through, you know, like Paul said when he asked God to take that thorn from my side, and he told him that my grace is sufficient for you, our consciousness is expanded through suffering. It is through going through adversity. You know, nobody really wants to go through adversity, but it is going through the adversity that allows us to experience the success. And it's important.
You gotta suffer.
You gotta go through.
Look at it. I'll give you one suffer. I have to drink my pee to stay alive. To save three lives. Look at it. To save two lives, I have to drink my pee in Haiti to stay alive. True story. It's either I save those two lives or drink my pee. And then I was like maybe seven. I didn't even know what I was doing seven. And I still remember those rough life. So you gotta suffer to overcome. You gotta suffer to become who you are right now. Like you say, you change a flat tire, yeah, big deal, you change a flat tire. That's nothing.
All right.
You gotta change more than a tire.
Absolutely, brother, and that's extremely important when we talk about understanding, you know, the different adversity that we go through, that the Father allows us to go through, because that's building. because the you know, the tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. A lot of people don't really understand that just because the pendulum swings to the left or to the dark side does not mean that it doesn't have the potential also to swing to the right or to the good side. Can you give us another example of your experiences, brother, growing up, especially talking about, you know, overcoming the dark side, if you will, or overcoming adversity? Can you give us an example of how you was able to, you know, overcome it, especially now that you're in the States, now that you're stateside, so to speak, or you're in the United States? What have your battles been? Have you went through anything economically, as far as like finances and money, to, you know, to establish yourself in the United States? You know, what adversities have you had since you've been in the States?
Well, like, let me say this: since I met you, my life is going upside down right now. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to squeeze me in the box right now.
Right.
But I'm not gonna let nobody squeeze me in the box. Remember, more you know is more that they're going to try to excuse you in the box. You know what I mean? Because they know you're trying to overcome, you're trying to become a better person or overcome, finding the true knowledge, what you're supposed to do,
right,
what you're not supposed to do. So now they're going to box you in. So they're trying to box me in, and then I'm trying to fight back. So, I mean, my life never easy. It's a battle. I'm always in a battle. You know what I mean? It's a win-lose. But at the same time, when I joined the Black Magic, remember, you have to understand, though, when I was down in my last point, that's when the devil come to my door.
Mm.
You know what I mean? A voodoo priest,
right,
you know what I mean, come speak to me. And then from there, I was waiting for my friend to come from work, and then he was practicing black magic, and then he had a voodoo priest living with him, and then, you know, he approached me, you know, on your Scorpio, your Master 33, you know what I mean, you're easy target, but at the same
right.
time, you don't know it, and but they know your power, they know
yep.
how much power you have. But you don't know it.
Mm.
So they're trying to use your power for the advantage of them. But at the same time, they still fail. Because only person who could control that power is you. They could try, but they're going to fail. But if you're weak, they're going to take you. But me, I was not weak. So that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Here.
So how has the system helped you, brother? How has, you know, listening to my shows and listening to my tapes, what is the benefit? You know, we talk about, you know, a lot of people, they don't see, no, they may not see the mental significance of what I do and what I talk about. So how has, you know, my shows helped you? How has the Dear Canary Report assisted you?
But me, the way you help me out is like you're activating my DNA. A lot of things I know was true, and I can't find nobody to find out, be like, oh, that's not true. You know what I mean, like chemtrail is true. You know what I mean, chemtrail is killing us. Everybody doesn't even know that. And it's 5G about to come out, and the people don't even know what's 5G. You know what I mean, they think it's a fucking game, but it's not a game. It's a warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. You can't even see it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's why it is right now. It's either you ready for it or you're going to battle with it. Me, I want to battle with it. I want to do everything I could to protect myself from that.
But
at the same time, if you know who you are, you know what I mean? Nothing could destroy you except you.
Right.
No one could destroy you unless you want to destroy yourself. That's the only thing.
Right.
But if you know who you are, 5G, it doesn't matter if they have 5G, if they have 10G, it doesn't matter. But the minute you know who you are, you activate something in your DNA, like a shell, to cover everything from you, that's when you come in. Because a lot of stuff you're talking about, people say you're crazy. You're not crazy. It's just like they never heard it before. Because they're living in a lie. They're living in an illusion. This is an illusion. You know what I mean? This is like the Truman Show. You know what I mean, I could do a show like that. This is an illusion. You know what I mean? I'm living in an illusion, but at the same time, I'll go with it. But I go with the flow, but I really know what's going on. But I don't have no choice to go with the flow. I go with the flow, but at the same time, I know this is not my planet. I'm just passing by here. I'm just visiting here. This is not my planet. I'm just visiting. We are visiting. We are visitors of Earth. We are visitors of this planet. This is not our planet. This is Lucifer's planet. That's his fucking planet. And then I'm stuck here. And then I'm not going to stay here.
Absolutely,
that people need
brother.
To wake up. That people need to wake up. Seriously. I mean, whatever you're teaching out there, it's the shit. I mean, if your people doesn't know, you need to wake up. I mean, money doesn't mean nothing. Money is trash. You need to wake up. I mean, this body we're using right now, it's a Lucifer body. The true spirit is on us.
Wow. Powerful, brother. That's powerful, man. And you mentioned something I talk about all the time, which is the 5G that's, you know, right now that's being rolled out. And you know, we're all eating it up. And technology is the new God or the new devil or demon, if you will. And without understanding that our human aura or energy field is at or close to that same frequency. And so a lot of that is designed, it's technological, it's all designed to bring about a control grid that's going to make it easier, if you will, for them to be able to hack into our minds, for them to be able to control us and limit our natural telepathic communications with the Father or with the Big G by limiting us with this 5G wireless communication technology that you talked about. And then, you know, you mentioned, you know, chemtrails and a lot of the stuff that I talk about in all my shows and all of my books. Everything is designed to expose the enemy's, you know, modus operandi. And like you just mentioned too, this is a spiritual warfare. And we have to wake up because every day we're in a battle to maintain our spiritual wherewithal, man, and stuff. So man, brother Herbie, man, I definitely appreciate you. I know this was you know, some of the stuff, you know, talking about is not easy to talk about, especially as you're going through. And I just want the listening audience to know that this brother is making huge leaps and bounds for his spiritual growth. And for his ability to maintain or to stay, I should say, on the good side, the God side, being connected with the Big G, as I call it, and understanding the importance of maintaining your spiritual connection with the Father, because there are a lot of things that's designed to limit you. And he talked about one thing. He mentioned one thing that was extremely important, and that is to know who you are. Everything that I do is designed to assist you with knowing who you are before
exactly.
you were born. The Bible said that
exactly.
God knew you in your mother's womb. So the enemy wants you to go to school and get some other identity because he knows there's no power in that identity. You can become a plumber. You can become an electrician. You can become a zoologist. You can become a biologist. But really, you are a spiritualist. You are a spirit that has control over a soul that is manifesting itself through a body. You have to learn how to operate in the spirit realm. The Bible says, walk in the spirit, and you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's what Brother Hervey is talking about, is that under over an understanding, he came from a background where there was a lot of I'm going to use the word dark magic. And, you know, and people presenting themselves and having this ability to change personalities and to take on different personas and to be able to navigate through life. And
they promising you certain things if you do certain things. Brother Herbie, have you ever did you get involved with or see any of some of, I'm gonna use the word, you know, zombieism, for lack of a better term. So could you share any of that with the listening audience?
Oh yeah, I mean, I see zombies when I'm playing hide and seek in Haiti. You know what I mean? I just gotta hide them. I know, hide. They don't see me. You know. So if you make a scene, they see you. So you know, by playing hide and seek, and then we be like, oh, look at those zombies, and then let's hide, and then we sit quiet, and they pass by, and they go do their thing, because you know they have a master controlling them. Because when you become a zombie, you become a slave. A zombie is another name of slave. You're a slave, but you're not dead, but you're dead slave. They control you. You're alive, but they control your spirit. They tell you, I mean, they can tell you what to do. But at the same time, they have a study on that, and United States scientists trying to figure it out how Haitian people turn people to zombies. They still can't figure it out. Only Haitian people know.
Right.
That's true black magic right there.
Yeah, because a lot of people in America believe that that's not true, or that it does
zombie is real. Zombie is real. Yeah, because I mean, like they say, like, you know, Haitian people are stupid or dumb. You know, we're not dumb. You know what I mean? We're Haitian people. We speak Spanish. We speak French. We speak Patois. Any language we could speak, we could speak, because we're the gods. I mean, that's why a lot of people don't understand. That's why Haitian people suffer the most, because you know they're the true god of this world. They're the true god of the 12 tribes. You know what I mean? People doesn't want to talk about. I mean, that's why they forgot about Haitian people, or that Haitian people are the 12 tribes of the, you know. That's what I could say. They're one of the 12 tribes, and they're the gods.
Right.
And if you look it up, and then you know. But that's why they suffered the most. They suffered the most because they know what's going on, but they choose the dark side. That's why they suffered the most.
Wow. Very true, brother. Because when you understand, you know, to whom much is given, you know, much is required, and very few people understand the biblical significance of the 12 tribes, and understanding all of the 12 tribes, or what they call, you know, the dysphoria, if you will, of, I'm going to use the word, melanated people, and understanding whether it's Levi, Gad, Benjamin, Simeon, Joseph, Reuben, Judah, Dan, Asher, these 12 tribes of Israel that God talks about, you know, make up the house, or make up what the Bible talks about in Genesis, what is it? I think it's Genesis 49 or 48, where it actually lists, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel, and it breaks them down and how they was. And I used to have this on my website, Wake Up Black America, before, I'm going to use the word they, before they took it down. And I broke down in the book of Deuteronomy where it talks about how they were disbanded. And one of the tribes, again, is, you know, the Haitian people. Just kind of like, you know, Puerto Rican people, and kind of like the Native American or Indian people. And then you go over to the Aborigines in Australia. These are all melanated people. And these are all people that spread all over the world that represents these 12 tribes. And the enemy is attacking and has attacked. And it is through the mind, or it is through what we call the mind, which the Bible calls the spirit, that this warfare is going on, which is the whole purpose of everything that I do, is to equip people to understand and be able to maintain. The show I did yesterday that talked about what I call mental magic, which is mental maintenance or spiritual maintenance, the ability to walk in the spirit. All my life I've been attacked spiritually or mentally, and there's been these dark side, this, you know, that's, so it comes out in bad behavior. And people just say, oh, you know, that's just Willie doing, you know, what he does, you know. But people don't understand as you understand, Brother Hervey, you know, that the tremendous stress that comes with being a child of God, having a calling, that's why I get into the numbers, because if you can understand this, then you can prepare. When I found out that I was a 33 and what that meant, and I researched it, and I started talking to other people who understand the significance of what the church put out and the church doesn't want to talk about. So when I was in the church, man, they didn't teach me shit about spiritual warfare. Nothing.
Nope.
They taught me how to pray, but that was
it.
Sure. Now, that was better than
that's
nothing.
It.
And my mother taught me how to pray. But when it comes to actually doing what the Bible says, taking the sword of the Spirit, that is the offensive weapon. It is this ability to use this sword of the Spirit, you know, which is the word, not only the word of God, but our own words. And you said something very powerful at the beginning of this interview, Brother Hervey, that I want to mention again, man, and that is the ability, again, to know yourself and then to not exercise fear. Fear comes from a lack of knowledge, a lack of knowing self. So everything that I talk about is about expressing, exposing, and expanding your God-given giftedness through the knowledge of yourself, through the knowledge of understanding that you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. And understanding your calling and understanding your anointing, which is what I've been working with you with, Brother Hervey, and with everybody that's a part of the Life Management System, is that for us to understand our offensive weapon, which is made up of, again, everything that's included in our name, our date of birth, excuse me, that make up these numbers that I call your life optimization chart, your life optimization circle. We're not interested in worshiping numerology, but we want to understand it so that way we can wage war against the enemy. Because if I know I'm a child of God, if I know that I'm a joint heir with Christ, if I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, why in the world would I fear? Because there's nothing
exactly
that the enemy can put on me that God can't take off of me. And so, Brother, any last comments,
yes,
man, or anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Somebody kind of give me an advice, like the Bible. The Bible is a manual before we leave planet Earth. You understand
yep.
that? The Bible, the meaning of it, it's a manual for us before we leave Earth. Before we leave Earth, so that means we fallen angel light being, but at the same time we're here to learn. Before we go back to the Most High, we're here to learn. We're here to learn. So everybody here to learn something, and then if you don't get it, you're gonna die and then come back again. It's up to you if you want to catch what I'm saying. And I know you understand what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Because the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Absolutely, see? Brother. And we both on the same page with that, brother. Share with the listening audience real quickly as well, Brother Hervey. The right now, what city and state do you live in right now?
Right now, I'm living in the best city, Boston, Mass.
Boston,
the best
Mass.
City
you
can live in. Boston,
well, they got black people in Boston.
You could say it's like a mixed town. You never know what you're gonna get. You know what I mean? Most people live in there, they're all smart, you know what I mean? We got Harvard over here, you know what I mean, we have the best school over here. Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, I love my town. I gotta say that. I love Mass. Even it's expensive, but it comes with something behind it. I mean, if you're all about freedom, if you're about yourself, if you want to improve yourself, everything is right here. You can improve yourself. That's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm using you. I could improve myself, and then you could improve yourself. Or maybe somebody listening to me right now, they could improve themselves. Me, I'm all about improving myself to a better thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm about to be 44. That's a good thing. I'm still young, but I got a lot of projects
yep.
that I got to do. You know what I mean? I wish somebody could give me $1 million right now. You give me $1 million right now, I'll turn that $1 million to $10 million.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I mean,
I know that.
Hey,
right.
You're a good man. You're a good man. I mean, I'm glad I have just talked to you today. You know what I mean? So a lot of people doesn't believe me. When I join the Black Magic, when I get out, I get into a fight in the spiritual world.
Mm.
You know what I mean? In my sleep, a snake come to attack me, and then at that time, I have the Bible in my hand, and then I cut the snake head off, and then all you see a bust of flare. And then some Haitian people tell me if that snake would have bite me, I would have been dead.
Wow.
It's a spiritual warfare. You see? I just break it down for you right now. It's a spiritual warfare. The snake is the devil. The snake is Lucifer. That's his world. You go to his territory, he's going to test you before you bounce. And if you don't have the power, the people behind you, he's going to take your soul. That's the bottom line.
Wow.
That's a good show.
Powerful,
that's a good show.
Herbie.
No doubt.
Very powerful, man. So, man, thank you so much, Brother Herbie, for sharing that with my listening audience, because I definitely want people to understand that there is a dark side. You know, a lot of stuff I talk about. I'm not just making this shit up. I'm not just trying to induce any type of
fear. We're
not
trying to scare you.
I just want people to be aware.
To observe, to be aware. It's a dark side. It's a light side. The Most High is here. You got to know he's here. If you don't mention his name, I mean, he cannot help you sometimes. You got to know. You know what I mean? Like you say, the Bible, you know what I mean? It's your manual. You got to use that Bible as a manual. Even me, I'm talking to you, I do not use it as a manual, but I got people on me, but at the same time, you should. I should too.
Yeah.
But when you're the chosen one, you don't really need it, because what happened is, right, when I was on the dark side, whatever power they give me, I use the power for my advantage. I use the dark power for my advantage, because whatever power they give you, they cannot take it back. Now the power stuck with you. So now you got to use the power to give you for your advantage. That's what I'm doing right now. I use the dark power for my advantage.
Absolutely. Yeah, brother. That's powerful, man. I take what the enemy meant for evil, turn it around, and use it for good.
Exactly.
Just like the scripture says, man, everything that the devil meant for evil, God's going to turn around and use it for my good. I know, you know, I talk about it all the time. Never really learned, man, you know, a good grasp of reading, especially from a phonetical or using phonics. And I talked about it, so technically I'm a functional illiterate, but I don't let that stop me.
I'm just like you, though, but at the same time, we're not literate. But, you know, you have to understand, though, the Most High control the power for us to still be here, because if we lose all your power, we'd be dead by now.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. That's what I talk about, God's grace and mercy. And that's why,
because the English word,
understand that.
The English word is all magic. The English word is all magic. That's why sometimes we need to stay literate sometimes. We have literate, half smart. Half literate, half smart. Because if you're smart, the devil going to take over your mind.
Wow. That's deep right there, brother. I talk about it all the time, the word genius and what it means. If you just go to dictionary.com, any dictionary, look it up. And it means to be accompanied by a tutelary demon. And wow, what you just said is the exact same definition. You know, people that are very, very highly, highly, highly intelligent, usually that's not a good thing.
No.
Because that comes from, you know, you got some type of assistance.
And it usually it's not benevolent. Usually it's something, but most people don't, they don't even know. And that's the purpose of what I try to do, is I just try to wake people up and make them aware. And so, man, Brother Heavy, you've shared a lot of information, man, to assist the listening audience with being aware that, yeah, this is a warfare. You know, we are in. You're in a battle every day. It may not seem like it, but every day you wake up, if you're on this planet and you're still alive, somebody is trying, something is trying to control your energy, trying to control your mind to get you to do certain things that's more beneficial for the dark side than it is for the light. And we have to make a mental choice, a mental decision every day. We got to set our attention. You know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to understand that we're going to serve, you know, the big G. We're going to operate
in
our highest.
I'm going to give you one more secret. One more secret. A lot of people don't understand this, though. Like, sometimes spirit, you can have sex with a spirit.
Absolutely.
I have sex with a spirit a couple of times, right? But the last time, she made me come. And then, sister, this day, I wonder, when a spirit make me come, what happened? If I get her power or she get my power? That's why I like to understand. Some people tell me, you know, you're a freak. But I'm not a freak. But this is a warfare.
Absolutely.
But yep. I mean, having sex with a spirit is real. It's not fake. A lot of people tell me, you know, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. What I'm telling you is real, because when your frequency is low, they could attack you. They could do anything you want. You know what I'm saying? When your frequency are high, now you're in a different level. When you're a lower level, they could do anything they want. But at the time, you know, I don't know no better. You know what I mean? So I wonder what happened. So maybe me and you could discuss this privately another time.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Absolutely, because that same thing happened to me. In fact, you know, I talk about it all the time, man. I met, you know, and just to share with the listening audience, that he's talking about an incubus and succubus. That these are, you know, again, you have to look them up. These are demonic entities. And the same thing happened to me. And what they do is that they feed off of that, it's called adrenochrome, your energy. That fluid, as I talk about, and that's what is called the oil of gladness inside the Bible. So when you go through, when you have an ejaculation, that's a orgasm instead of a organization. You're here on earth to build the temple, but the temple that was built in the Old Testament is an exact duplicate of the temple that's the body. That's why I talk about the Bible. The Bible is a personification of the body. So by the releasing of your semen, and look at the word C, man, it's the S-E-A and then man, but it's spelled a little different. But it still has to show, you know, with the semen being released. But inside of that is where your hyaluronic fluid is. That's the part of the semen, the liquid part, that is called the oil of gladness. That's the oil that's in the lamp. That's the oil that allows you to see. That's why I've talked about this one day of the month. That is the day that you're supposed to withstand, because you want to. That's where tithing comes from. You're supposed to withstand from all sexual activity during that day, because that allows the oil to return back up to the crown chakra. You're giving back to God 10%. Of the energy that he's given you. You're not supposed to expand that energy. So the succubus attacks you on that day to get you to deplete your source of your oil, so you don't have no oil for your lamp. That means your light don't come on. That means your ass is dumb. That means you don't have no spiritual discernment. So the enemy wants you to invade. So they attack you in your sleep. Brother, and I used to suffer from severe sleep paralysis. I would wake up and I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. I was awake.
Yeah,
but I
that
couldn't
happened
move
to
my
me
body.
Too. Nope.
And then same thing, just like you, man. I got a bunch of times. I actually, you know, didn't know at the time. But this girl I met, she was a pastor's daughter. I didn't know. I came up to her house. Everything was purple. I didn't know anything about candle magic at the time. I knew nothing about incense. I knew nothing about that, man. Man, me, and this is a true story. And that's why, how did I end up in New Mexico?
The name of New Mexico is called Land of Enchantment. Why is the state called Land of Enchantment? And I took my crazy behind on this freaking reservation, didn't know what the hell I was doing. Next thing you know, man, without being too graphic, that was a sexual encounter that lasted for almost 8 hours. I don't even know how it happened, when it happened, what happened. All I know is this later when she told me that she was a witch and she told me what took place and why there was purple satin sheets everywhere, why there was candles everywhere. This was, again, some of what they call tantra. It was sexual magic. She was offering up some energy to some entity and all this other stuff, but she needed me. She needed my, you know, ejaculations repeatedly during that night on that particular day. Everything happens, man, with these entities because it's a ritual that they do. It has to be at the same place, at the same time, same position in order for it to offer up this power to these different entities. So that's why they attack you in your sleep, brother, and that's why they come at you because they understand your power. They understand that you have Christ. 33 represents Christ consciousness. It represents a higher level of awareness about the Christos, about which we call Christ, which is the personification of the oil or the anointing of what they call in biology colostrum. When the Bible talks about the land flowing with milk and honey, so all of this has a spiritual significance, and it's very important, brother, as you already know, to understand this so that way we can make sure that we study to show ourselves approved unto God, not man, so that way we can rightly discern and rightly divide the truth. That's what the life management system is all about. That's what I'm all about, is trying to share light so that way people can over and understand that this is a spiritual warfare. And the stuff that you're talking about, brother, as you already know, you ain't crazy, brother. You're one of the most spiritually enlightened, you know, person on the planet. And so, man, I want to encourage you, man, to, you know, continue what you're doing, my brother. Man, it's a pleasure and honor to have you as a member of the Life Management System and to be a part of, you know, what I'm doing and supporting me, man. So I appreciate you, my brother, and thank you so much for sharing your testimony with the listening audience today. So it's been an honor and a privilege, my brother.
Thank you.
Well, all right, everybody, that covers the hour. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show and tuning in to listen to my good brother, Brother Hervey. Again, there's a lot, you know, again, I may try to have him back on at a later date. The brother has a lot more information to share, and I'm assisting him with establishing his ministry and his business so that way he can share his testimony and bring more light to the world. And because, again, I was a man with no purpose. So I took the devil meant for me to go out that way. But as you guys know, the enemy is a liar. God is on the throne. And so I'm going to take with the devil. I have 58 jobs, 23 different businesses, all running around like a madman, doing all this crazy stuff. I was totally unorganized. So now what I teach is focus, discipline, and order. Establishing that, and I'm helping Brother Hervey out as well. And the brother, again, came from the dark side of voodoo and voodoo and hoodoo and Mamboism and all the other Haitian, because it's a mixture of French, Creole, African, Catholicism, and it's a kind of a hodgepodge of what they call Bodon in some of the ancient texts and what they break down. And this brother has overcome that by the grace of God and the power of God, and now he's here in the States and reestablishing his life, and I'm assisting with that. Well, just like me, you know, we're not out of the fire yet, but the brother's on his way, and by the continued leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, not only myself, but also Brother Hervey, as well as you and all of the listeners that's listening today, with the grace and mercy of God, we can argue and debate on names and all of that stuff. Yeah, that's a waste of time. All I know is God is on the throne. Whether you call him Yahuwah, Yahushua, Jesus, you know, whatever. All I know is God is on the throne. Otherwise, Brother Hervey, that you just heard from, would not be here. I know for sure I would not be here. My brothers and sisters, and one of these days I'm gonna bring my sister Linda on here so she can share her testimony. And some of my other family members over here
about how we grew up. So that way y'all know I ain't the only one. Like stuff I talk about with Sister Shields and fasting and all the crazy stuff that we experienced as kids growing up. Because it's important to understand, brothers, the enemy tries to come at you when you're young. Your job is to do not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, you will reap. So, brothers and sisters, for anybody that's listening out there that want to join me, my ministry and my business is just, again, assisting you with being who God has designed and gifted you to be. That's all I do. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for more information on my products and services, or visit my website at masterteacher33.com. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Bitch, you talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than the border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that's amazing. No more stuck in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.